The Alaska Senate joined the House today in asking Governor Bill Walker to recognize that the decline of Alaska Native languages is an emergency. The Senate passed a resolution urging Walker to work with lawmakers and Alaska Native organizations to make the continued use of the languages a priority. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with experts in Alaska Native cultures about the vote.
The state government recognizes 20 Alaska Native languages as official languages of the state, along with English. But a January report found that all of the Alaska Native languages could lose their last speakers by the end of the century. That report recommended the state declare a linguistic emergency. The House passed a resolution urging Governor Walker to do that in March, and the Senate acted yesterday. Sarah Dibdahl was among those who witnessed the vote. She's the Cultural Heritage and Education Manager for the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. And she notes people have dedicated their lives to the languages.
The Senate today, in passing that, recognizes the work of those individuals and then also sends a clear message to the governor that action needs to be taken.
The resolution doesn't spell out what that action will be. But the report by the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council says the state should make it policy to promote Alaska Native language schools wherever possible. For much of the 20th century, the federal and state government promoted policies that suppressed Alaska Native language and culture. They included forbidding the use of Alaska Native languages in village schools and boarding schools. Dibdahl says the resolution is progress, and she has some ideas on policies Walker could promote.
Immersion schools, geographical signage of our place names, you know, getting our place names back on the land. There's, you know, multiple opportunities that could be outlined.
The Advisory Council report also called on the state to create an Alaska Native School Board to promote Alaska Native tribal and charter schools, and to direct all University of Alaska branches to provide high-quality instruction in the language of the region. Dibdahl notes that one of the 20 languages, Eyak, lost its last fluent speaker in 2008.
To lose a language is to lose a way of thinking, and our values and our culture and our protocols are all tied into our language. And when you start to lose that, those other aspects of who we are go with it.
The Walker administration has been watching the resolution's progress. Barbara Blake is Walker's senior advisor for tribal affairs, fishing game, and marine resources.
You know, when you say the word emergency, there's a sense of immediacy to that. The governor's office definitely recognizes the sense of immediacy and the urgency behind any language initiative.
Blake says the administration will work with the council to follow up on the resolution. That could include steps like expanding the use of Alaska Native geographic names on signs, and it may support legislation for other steps that require changes in state law. Council member Lance Twitchell welcomed the resolution. He says at some point, the state must move from saying it's a priority to changing the way it does things.
I know some people don't believe that the government should have any role in language revitalization. But the difficulty is that the government had an active role in language destruction.
The House must decide whether to agree to changes the Senate made before the resolution is adopted. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.